The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus is asking each one of us the same question he asked of Martha. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? It's easy for us to say, "Well, of course I believe this." But belief is not just a matter of saying words. Belief in Jesus is a way of life, is to live the way of life that Jesus showed us by his words and actions. We've been listening in Sunday's gospel about the parables of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. These parables are about values, how we should live if we are truly citizens of that kingdom, if we are a community of disciples of Jesus Christ. Our first reading today reminded us believing in Jesus means to live the commandment of love, to love one another as God loved us. Thus, what does it mean if we say, "Yes, I believe in Jesus"? It's not just words, it's a way of life. It's living by the gospel values, by the values that Jesus taught us of commitment, sacrifice, giving of ourselves, generosity, forgiveness, compassion, mercy. And yes, we're not gonna be perfect, none of us are perfect. But do we desire to grow in these values, in these virtues? Do we desire to be like Jesus? And obviously, the death that Jesus is talking about is not that we won't die from this in this world, in our human body, but that we will live forever. We will have eternal life. We have to make that choice. Is that worth it for us? Are we willing to invest in eternal life? Not that we earn eternal life, but are we willing to walk the path that Jesus showed us to get to eternal life? That's what yes, to believe, do you believe this, will mean. So today, maybe take some time and look at your life. How are you living the gospel values? How have you grown in living those values? Are you kind of stuck in where you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? You've been coming to daily mass for 10 years and that's it, that's all you do? How are you showing God that you truly love your neighbor and that you truly desire the gift of eternal life that he offers us?